Texte numéro 33. Far from the spotlight, a runner dopes, then wins. With one end of the rubber band between his teeth, Christian Hesch cinched the tourniquet tightly around his biceps. The thick veins in his forearm quickly surfaced, and he carefully grabbed the syringe. Hesch, 33, a competitive runner, had bought the banned blood booster, erythropoietin, known as EPO, at a pharmacy in Tijuana, Mexico, and was driving home to Hollywood. With one hand on the wheel, he slowly inserted the needle into his forearm. He pressed the plunger into the barrel and forced the clear liquid into his veins. Hesch, a self-described profligate road racer, said that over 2 years, beginning in August 2010, he had injected himself with EPO 54 times before an empty EPO vial was found in his bag and he was reported to anti-doping officials. In that time, he won nearly $40,000 in prize money in more than 75 races, including international competitions, US championships, and local road races. You get a little money at one race, maybe £1,500 at another, Hesch said, and it adds up quickly. Last week, the United States Anti-Doping Agency released details of what it described as a sophisticated doping scheme involving the cyclist Lance Armstrong, one of many cases in recent years that have linked star athletes to doping. Hesch's story illuminates a different end of the sports doping spectrum, away from the power, money and glamour of Tour de France champions, home run kings and Olympic medalists. Hesch, who has been a competitive runner since 2001, said that his justification for doping stemmed from this harsh reality. A few runners obtain lucrative shoe contracts and compete in a handful of high-profile televised races. The rest are ordinary weekend runners. Hesch exists somewhere in the middle. He supports himself running full-time without a sponsorship by cherry-picking road races across the country, favouring the ones with the largest purses and the least competitive fields. In August, he won the half marathon in Providence, Rhode Island, and it was the last race he won before Nike Team Run LA teammates found an empty vial and confronted him. It was a weird situation to be in, because you only hear about top athletes doping, said Justin Patanannan, the captain for the Nike team. Over the past 2.5 years, Hesch said he was never required to perform a drug test at any race, including the 5-kilometre national championships. He also was not tested when he represented Team USA at the Armagh International Road Race in Ireland. But as he followed the anti-doping agency's case against Armstrong, he decided to come clean. Hesch maintains that he never raced on EPO, but used it to recover from injuries. Adapted from the International Herald Tribune, October 2012.